For the next few moments at the International Prophetic Summit, I want to share with you a vision that the Lord gave me some time back, very, very recently, in fact. And he spoke to me a very unusual word. And I call this the vision a future chastisement because of defiant Christians. Subtitle, what will happen when the nomophobia strikes? You say, what is that? You're about to find out. The text is Leviticus chapter 26, 27, and 28, and it says this, if you will not for all of this hearken unto me, but walk contrary to me, I will walk contrary to you. Also, and you also in fury, and I will chastise you 7 times for your sins. The 4 times in the book of Leviticus, God declares to Israel that if they do not follow him and willfully choose to transgress his commands and his judgments and statutes, they would be punished 7 times. Then Moses, under inspiration of God's voice, wrote the 7 punishments that the Lord would allow Israel to experience. Think about these, and then think about America the past several years. God said, I will appoint over you terrorism. You will be slain before your enemies in battle. The heaven will be as iron, and no rain will come, which will cause a drought. The land will not produce its food because there'll be a famine. You will have to destroy the cattle. That's happened, by the way, because there's not going to be any water or grain. Your highways will be empty. COVID? And there will be a pestilence or a plague that will come to your cities. When I look at that list, I've looked at it many times, I see the United States because of the condition that we have been in spiritually. But I'm going to tell you who I blame the problem on. I don't blame it on woke. I don't blame it on liberal universities. I blame it on a silent church. I blame it on pulpits that are trying to make people feel happy instead of be changed. And I blame it, thirdly, upon Christians who are doing nothing but embarrassing the body of Christ by doing nothing but attacking other Christians and other churches. Follow me carefully. Israel's main sin, of all the sins you can list in the Bible, seems to be one thing. It's called idolatry. It was the setting up of a grove carved into the form of an animal. It was the setting up of an idol made of clay or iron or stone. And this was the one sin, Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 4, that God despised more than any other. As a matter of fact, we received 470 boxes approved by the Israeli government and customs for our relic display. I was surprised when I opened up a box and saw this. This is actually an idol that was found in an excavation in Israel, but I want you to pay careful attention to what it looks like. The upper part is covered with the original gold that was put on it. And when God said to Israel, do not worship their idols, nor lust after the gold that is on their idols, you are looking at not a mock-up. You are looking at an actual image that God talked about back in the time when Israel was worshiping idols. Now, having said that, let me introduce everything I'm about to do and kind of set the pace. I am from a very unique family. I am from a family on my mother's side of the family and my father's side of the family, especially if I take my father and all the ministers that were in the family, that has been used for many years in spiritual dreams and occasionally actual visions warning of what was going to happen in the future. I am not into spiritual sensationalism. I'm not into just telling some kind of wild story for the sake of being sensational. And neither am I into conspiracy theories, because some people do that only to attract followers. I do not continually say God told me unless I know that God told me. I've learned 1 John 4:1 to try the spirits to see if they are of the flesh or if they are of God. I do not relate a dream or vision publicly unless there is some type of symbolism in it that I know it is a true spiritual dream or vision. And I know what is from the Lord, because whatever I have seen remains in me. There are visions I've had 10 years ago that are as clear to me today as the moment I had it. There are words of wisdom and knowledge that were given from the pulpit that are as clear to me as the day they had it 13 years ago. So I want to make that clear. God has allowed me at times, and I don't talk about this combined visionary experience that I'm about to talk about, but God has allowed me at times to see things going all the way back to 1996, and these were actual visions. I saw, for example, a vision in 1996 of the Twin Towers shrouded in black with five rows of corn being taken out by great tornadoes. That was 5 years later, the 9/11 attack in New York. I heard a voice in 1998 that said this: "It is my will for the governor of Texas to become the president of the United States." I met him in Israel months later in November of 98 and said that he should run for president. Some of you were on my Israel trip when that happened, and that was fulfilled in the year 2001. In 2009, I saw in a clear vision, it was a series of visions, an oil rig explode off the coast of Louisiana. It impacted five things. I clearly saw restaurants being shut down. I saw malls being shut down, and I called a pastor, Dino Ruzzo, who was at Healing Place Church. I said, "Get ready for a rig explosion in Louisiana that's going to shake the coast up." It happened about a year and a half later. I got 2011 down here. It was later than that. I have the wrong date, but I heard a voice saying, "We've got him, we've got him, we've got bin Laden." It was in my ear. It was while I was resting, and it was audible. And I thought, wow. And I told Pam, "We're going to catch bin Laden." 1 week later, it happened exactly the way. And one of the things I heard in what sounded like an intercom system of maybe a headphone talking in a microphone to another unit, maybe, I said, "Target, target dead, target dead, bin Laden dead." And I heard a voice come back and say, "Get the body identification with DNA." And I knew that they would catch him, kill him, and they would identify his body with DNA. In 2010, the Lord gave me a vision of a Japanese tsunami. I saw Japanese temples. I knew where it was. I knew what they were. And that happened in March the 11th on 2011. I saw a vision of empty roads. I never have forgot this. I had these big cases. I was opening them. I carry my ministry material to large meetings in these cases. And there was a trumpet. And I put a trumpet, blew it, nothing happened. Blew it, nothing happened. Blew it, nothing happened. I put all of them together and tried to blow it. Nothing happened. Then the wheel fell off the cases, and I looked up and I saw a city with no cars in it whatsoever. Now, at first I thought there's going to be something happen to oil. There's going to be an oil attack. The oil's going to be shut down and people can't travel. I had no idea that it would be COVID. And when COVID came and COVID hit, that vision, I've told it here before COVID hit, people heard me at OCI talk about it. Everything in that vision happened exactly. And they sent me a picture of New York and Atlanta, and there was nobody on the roads. What did God say? He said, "Your highways shall be empty." And that's part of the curse that comes by disobedience to God. Then it was a spoken word in Huntington, West Virginia. And Gary and Vicky, I know, were there. And Vicky's over there, and she remembers this. Pat will remember this as well. And the Lord spoke about a rural revival that was going to come, and how something would come to the nation that the sinners would be, they wouldn't understand it, but the believers wouldn't understand it as a sign. And it would lead to people leaving cities and moving to rural areas. And that happened after the COVID began to break out in the major cities. More recently, I would say the past 5 years, God would give me dreams of people in the form of animals. I saw a 60-foot snake. I saw five piranha. And what's funny is I knew who they were. And I didn't see the face. I knew exactly who they were. I saw a paper alligator, a newspaper rising up out of mud coming toward me. And the Lord said, "They're going to attack you in newspapers." He gave me a warning. My dad was in the dream talking to me about, is anybody listening? The Lord knows things. And I saw seven fish under the water trying to stop the Warrior Fest, which, guess what? We just had a Warrior Fest with 3,000 kids. Couldn't stop it because it's ordained of God and not of man. So all these things have happened to me. Now, in line with me sharing that with you is not to boast in myself, because these things come from God, or not to make you think I'm some kind of a wild prophetic person that sees things. I'm giving you a track record so that when I tell you the secret I'm about to tell you and make it public in a few moments, you'll know Perry's not making this up. If he said he saw this, this is something he really saw. That's why I gave you a foundation of a track record. And that's, as somebody clap your hands and praise the Lord for the revelation that God is able to give those who trust in Him. If you have a dream, you don't always know if it comes from God or maybe it's something you ate. But a spiritual dream will often have biblical symbolism in it, and you can interpret it by the biblical symbolism. Now, we're not here to teach on how to interpret a dream, but King Nebuchadnezzar's reaction to what happened to him tells you what happens when it comes from God. Nebuchadnezzar has these dreams, and he says this: Nebuchadnezzar had dreams, and his spirit was so troubled that his sleep left him. In the book of Daniel 2, 1 through 2. And then it says, the king said to them, I have had a dream, and my spirit is anxious to know the dream or the interpretation of it. Daniel chapter 2, verse 3. Daniel 5, 6 through 7 reads, Thus, then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him so that the joints in his hips were loosened and his knees knocked against each other. Now, that's pretty scary when you get up out of bed and your knees are knocking together. All right, here's what I'm going to say before I tell you about what I saw. Again, we're going to go into what I call a second level of maybe understanding some things that are very important. The setting of this event was January 16th, 2025, in my VOE office, because I had taken that month off to study and to pray and to plan some taping for 2025. So I usually take December and a lot of January off because there's a lot of taping that has to be done, planning that has to be done in advance. Now, the past year of 2024 was very traumatic for me. First of all, my diabetes or the high glucose I had was just going up to 300 and 400, then it would drop and plummet, then it would go up, and we had to try to get that under control. We had some serious trauma that happened to us. As you know, I lost my cousin, my top fan in the whole world, in a sudden car accident. Then, and I want to be careful saying this lest people repeat it wrong. Right on the back of my head here, years ago, I was in an auction in Cleveland, Tennessee, and I was sitting there listening, and I felt something fall on top of my head, and they had stacked up chairs, and a wooden chair fell and hit me in the center of the head and almost knocked me out. Years later, something began to develop. It is a brain tumor. It's a melanoma? Say it, y'all know. Say it. Yeah, that's it. It's non-cancerous. There's no cancer in it, but it can grow under stress. So when I would, this went on for months when I would dip, and my staff knows this. I say, don't bother me. I do not sleep. I do not fall asleep. All my energy comes out of my body about 1 o'clock to two, out completely. There's no energy. I have to lay flat sideways for 30 minutes to an hour. And that's where I just usually pray. I usually lay there. I pray in the spirit. I pray. And then something happens and I get enough energy back to continue the rest of the day. However, during this time frame, I began to notice that when I would lay and my head would go back, I could feel my pulse, and I could feel in my brain something pushing that melanoma. So I haven't even had it checked to see if it's grown or not. So here I am dealing with all of this, and I'm 65, and sometimes I feel 55 or 45, but most of the time I feel 75. I wish I could get some help up in this place tonight. I told Pam. No, I'm not going to tell what I told Pam. Some things are best left unsaid. So what happens is, for weeks and weeks on end, right in the afternoon, I would become weary. Now, I'm not sleepy, but I have no strength. So I'll just go lay down, and I don't know what that does. You can explain it if you're a nurse. Then I continue my daily routine. Now, at times, I'm going to tell you, this is strange. I had something called Sarasate, which is where they reset the brain using sound. And it really did. It worked for me. That's all I'm going to say. But after that, the man said to me, he said, now you're going to start seeing things. And I said, what do you mean? He said, you will start seeing. You're actually just going to close your eyes and you're going to see things. And I started seeing, I closed my eyes and see a Roman soldier standing in front of me. I said, okay, this is weird. I'm not on drugs. They're not giving me drugs. I'm not high. I ain't smoking pot. So what in the world is going on? And then he explained to me about the neurological things within the brain. All right. After that began to happen, something very unusual began to happen to me. And I'm not saying it was because of that. I'm just giving you a time frame of when it began to happen. This is so crazy. I could close my eyes when I was laying down and read text messages people were sending about me. And here's what's weird. I knew who they were coming from. There was a man sitting at a table in his house. He wears glasses, and he had his glasses down like this. And he's watching me, my YouTube videos, and making notes on them of anything he can attack me with. And he lives in this town. Then I start seeing their text messages. Now, listen to me. I closed my eyes and I literally could read the text messages. And then I noticed in every text message there were words missing. And I said, God, I don't understand. This went on for months. I said, why am I seeing these text messages? And instead of you letting me read every word, there are words missing. God said, those are the idle words I captured for the judgment. God, the fear of the Lord hit me. And there'd be a sense about me, and then there was something said, and that was missing. It's like I couldn't see it. God says, oh, no, I've taken the... He said, idle words is not what you speak, it's also what you write. Hello, for all of you that want to give your opinion on... So God is watching their text messages they're sending, and when they speak idle or false, God is capturing that... I don't know how he's doing it, but he's capturing that, and he's removing that part not to block them with what they're saying or prevent me from seeing what they're saying, but it is an idle word that he is capturing that on the day of judgment, God has the Bible says, in case you don't know it, every idle word shall men give on that day, and that's women as well. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, before I tell you what I saw, because I know you're wanting me to get to that. In the book of Daniel, Daniel talked about having visions. Now, there's different words in the book. You got to remember that Daniel chapter 1, I think it's chapter 2, maybe the middle chapter 2, is written in Hebrew. And then the latter part's in Hebrew and the middle part's in Aramaic. So it's two different languages used there. So there's four words. In this instance, most of them are Aramaic words, fewer Hebrew. But each time it says there was a vision, dream, or whatever, it will tell you four different words that are used. Now, I'm going to give you these, and then I'm going to tell you what happened on January 16th. And I will reveal for the first time this vision. Number one, in the book of Daniel, there is a vision in which you are fully awake, and you see something change in front of you. John said he was caught up in the spirit. Now, that happened to me in Florida when I saw the World Trade Center shrouded in black. I had my head on a Bible. I had my eyes closed. And I went right into a vision like I'm looking at you and saw the entire. I didn't know it was a 9/11 attack. I would know later. And many of you have heard me talk about that. There is a vision that can happen when you're fully awake, but you hear words, audible words in the spirit, or you see a flash. Now, I woke up hearing many years ago in 1998, it's my will for the governor of Texas to be the next president. And it's just like somebody stood at my right side and audibly told me that. Now, that may not be considered a vision. That is a revelation. But it can come by the Holy Spirit. Then in Revelation 1:10, John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and suddenly I was caught up. Remember, the voice said, come up hither. So that is what we call a vision. He wrote a whole book called The Apocalypse, the book of Revelation. That is a vision of which occurs when you are completely engulfed by the power of the Holy Spirit, and you can see into the spirit realm. And we've had that happen occasionally, not often, but occasionally in my life. Then there's something called mental insight, or the quickening of the spirit. And that is when a prophetic word comes. Joseph Z. Not Joseph Smith. That was a blooper. Okay. Bill, don't start laughing. You know what happens when I see you laugh. Joseph Z. operates in that where suddenly he'll just be walking and he'll just see somebody and the Lord will show him. So what I'm saying is, when you talk about a vision, we have conceptions in our head of what a vision is. But in the Aramaic and the Hebrew languages of words of the book of Daniel, it can be several ways in which it comes. All right. So one of the things that happens to me is I can close my eyes. I'll never tell you publicly. I'll tell you guys in the green room something that happened to me that was very strange, but it's because it would take too long to explain it. But it started happening where I could close my eyes, and I'm telling you, I can go home tonight and lay down, and sometimes I close my eyes, everything is dark, I see nothing. And I'm telling you before the Lord, there's other times that I am caught up in the air and I'm traveling. I'm laying in the bed. I can pat my leg like this. And I see myself traveling up in the atmosphere and I see buildings and I see people building buildings. It's almost like I'm traveling. Don't think this is weird if it's not happened to you. Now, never criticize something that's happened to others, okay? Because you're blocking it from ever happening to you. You could be blocking God's ability of trying to speak to you if you don't understand how he spoke to somebody else. But I'm telling you, it really got very, very strange. Now, here's what I want to do. I want you to give the Lord a hand of praise because I'm about to tell you what I saw that's about to happen. Come on. Come on and give him glory right now.
God has reserved the revelation of many prophetic mysteries for the time of the end, a time when knowledge shall increase. Daniel declared, "None of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." This powerful truth is what inspires us to host an annual prophetic summit, bringing together America's leading speakers and revelators, all gifted in discerning and interpreting end time events. The 2025 summit featured 14 powerful services with 7 prophetic leaders that Perry Stone is now making available to you in this special Manifest TV offer. When you order, you'll experience these 5 insightful messages from Perry. Is Trump a reformer leading a great American reset? Feasting on the wrong blood, Christians that are fellowshipping with demons. Why is God shaking churches and ministries before the rapture? The vision, chastisement because of defiant Christians, the nomophobia strike. How angelic demonic wars in heaven are affecting weather on earth. Joseph Z illustrated his unique insights on the whiteboard with a revelation on the spirit of Elijah, the future of America. Bill Cloud brought Hebraic insight to the summit with these 2 messages. He is about to turn the tables over. He trains my hands for war. Mark Biltz used PowerPoint illustrations and charts to reveal Hebrew nuggets in his 2 teachings. Genesis mysteries from the Hebrew language. Birth pangs of the final redemption. John Kilpatrick posed the question, "The earth is speaking. Are you listening?" Plus, Jonathan Kahn expounds with a powerful message tracing the dragon's attack on Israel. And Mario Murillo hits hard with his message, "Away with the sissy false prophets." All 14 messages are now available on DVD for $95 and audio CD or USB drive for $65. This offer is also available for purchase as a digital audio download and video on demand when you visit perrystone.org. DVDs and video on demand include all PowerPoints, whiteboards, scriptures, and illustrations shown by the speakers. You'll receive over 14 hours of prophetic teaching, an investment in knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Your purchase helps Perry Stone Ministries continue a global outreach. To order, visit perrystone.org or call toll-free 1-888-21-BREAD. That's 1-888-212-7323. Or write to Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320. Include your check and the appropriate offer number. For DVDs, use offer number 25PS-DVD. For CDs, use offer number 25PS-CD. And for USB drive, use offer number 25PS-USB. If you love biblical prophecy, this could be your greatest spiritual investment in 2025. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
You know, when you hear the introduction of this message, we're given an introduction on visions and how they occur. But as we listen to the rest of the message that you're going to hear on the audio CDs and the DVDs and the things that we have, we will go into the detail of the vision. Now, let me explain something about manifest. We do not do a part one and part two. It would take actually to put this entire message on. It would take 3 weeks. 3 weeks of a manifest telecast. What we do is we put an excerpt so you can see a little bit of where we're going, and then the rest of it unedited. Unedited. We edit things for TV. We will not edit the DVDs and CDs. You will get all the information on. Now, the reason we do this is because if we did not offer material, we do not send out letters asking for money. We do not send out letters to partners for asking money. And our income, now listen to this, for the past, let's say, 10 years has been the same every year. People die, they pass away, partners pass away. You have new partners that replace them, but because we don't ask for income, it remains the same. But what happens is the expenses get greater and greater every year, while your income is literally every year, the same amount comes in every year. We have to have you purchase this material to keep the program on the air. Otherwise, we will take programs off in different areas and you might not be able to see them, and we don't want to do that. So please just get the material for your benefit, for the understanding, knowledge, and wisdom that you get, the information, the insight. 14 hours of teaching on all prophetic themes. And this is not, I'm going to tell you, I heard these speakers. This is stuff I'd never heard before. I'd never heard people put together what this album has on it. And all of my messages were new. They weren't something rehashed from the past. And so you need to know this. If we go to a conference in your area, I do not bring the same messages to preach at every conference. Every conference we go to, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, are usually brand new messages that the Lord has given me for that event. Now, speaking of the conferences, we're going to be coming to Christ Temple August the 8th, 9th, and 10th, Huntington, West Virginia. That's a Friday, Saturday morning, Saturday night, and also services on Sunday. Family Faith Church, Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, August 15th through 17th, Willis, Texas. Now, you guys in Texas really come out, so get there. Come and drive up and be a part of that. Then on Sunday morning and night, we'll be at Family Faith Church, Huntsville Campus, Huntsville, Texas. And we love Texas, by the way. Mercy and Grace Cathedral in Springdale, Arkansas. And that's going to be August the 23rd and 24th. And then Sheridan Church on September the 7th there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so we've got a lot of great things planned. We have conferences planned, but do not forget, the main event is coming up October 7th through the 11th, and that is going to be fantastic. We're going to have a prophetic theme along with revival theme. Our speakers are prophetic and revivalist, and we're going to have a big healing service with Billy Burke on Friday night, Pam's Fall Festival Saturday from 12 to 5, and we're giving away some very expensive gifts to those that are under the tent in a special drawing, about 5 or 6 gifts, so you want to be there, I'm sure. God bless you.
Help amplify Perry's message and ministry by joining the Partner Strike Force today. As Perry's partner, you'll be supporting multiple outreach programs from Perry Stone Ministries. You'll also receive special access to premium events and materials, such as our Partner Strike Force website, live-streamed prophetic updates, and more. Go to perrystone.org and sign up today.